Many once face-to-face interactions have moved online during COVID-19, including for people who are in recovery from a substance use disorder. But the pandemic has also introduced challenges to providing treatment in a time of social distancing. NHPR's Daniela Ali talked with people around New Hampshire who provide substance use disorder treatment about how the pandemic has affected the way they do their work.
Laura Byrne has been spending more time driving around the Upper Valley these days. She's been meeting clients for a mobile syringe exchange. With COVID-19, the organization Byrne leads, the HIV-HCV Resource Center, had to ramp up its mobile services. Clients exchange needles or syringes they've already used to inject drugs. Byrne, in return, gives her clients a bag with clean tourniquets, needles, alcohol wipes, fentanyl test strips, and naloxone, which is used to reverse overdoses. She's also added a few other things.
Now we're including hand sanitizer and information on COVID-19 as well.
Like what the symptoms of the disease are: dry cough, fever, difficulty breathing, and what social distancing means.
Well, people are happy to be able to have clean supplies. I think as this goes on, it's hitting people, including our clients, more and more about the severity of the situation.
COVID-19 has highlighted long-standing concerns and limitations of the existing substance use treatment system in New Hampshire. And restrictions put in place because of the pandemic have made things more complicated for service providers to connect with people who are still looking to find treatment, especially when a lot of treatment is happening through video or phone calls these days.
Many don't have homes or a safe, confidential place to even sit to have this interaction. So then it's how can we get them set up with that?
This is Pete Fifield. He runs the Doorway at Wentworth Douglas. It's part of a state program that helps refer people with substance use disorders to treatment options near them. To help connect people who are seeking treatment through the Doorway, Fifield hands out short-term cell phones for clients who might not have one. And he set up an isolated office at Wentworth Douglas for people to access a computer to do telehealth. He's also worried whether people who are just now seeking treatment are able to do so at all.
We've had a significant reduction of walk-ins, yet still multiple ones per day. But our call volume has gone up because we've switched to doing everything or as much as we can remotely.
The pandemic has also exposed longstanding shortcomings in how New Hampshire treats those with substance use disorders. In normal times, there are already wait lists or long drives to see a provider. Nelson Hayden, who runs the Doorway at Cheshire Medical Center in Keene, says sometimes the window of opportunity to connect someone who's decided to seek treatment with the appropriate care can be limited.
People don't just wake up in the morning and have their fresh juice and their cinnamon roll and say, hey, you know what, today's a good day to address my substance use disorder.
And now with COVID-19...
treatment is more difficult than it has been in ideal times.
He says he's worried about a drop in already limited spaces for more intensive substance use disorder treatment. For example, Hayden refers clients to the Brattleboro Retreat in Vermont for detox, but the center has stopped accepting out-of-state patients because of the pandemic.
That's a problem because also residential treatment oftentimes like somebody to have detoxed before they get into residential treatment. We have this whole pipeline that has been severed.
So while people are waiting to get into residential treatment, Hayden and his team do daily check-ins or provide weekly counseling sessions until a person is connected with a provider. Nelson is hoping that he can offer more sooner. He sent in an application to the state so that his team can provide medication-assisted treatment, also known as MAT, at his facility. That involves using medication and counseling to treat addiction.
If we can get somebody started and get them into a safer place while we're waiting to connect them, I mean, I have no desire to be the leading MAT provider in Cheshire County. However, if I could help somebody, that'd be a nice thing.
Essentially, it's a stopgap. A person can get started on treatment right away with Nelson, but they would still need to wait to connect with a doctor for more consistent access. The current limitations have forced providers to redefine what success looks like in treating people with addiction right now. That's how Pete Fifield, who runs the Doorway program in Dover, is seeing it.
Yes, we might have a person that needs a higher level of care and they're in my care right now. I need to adjust and do the best I can to treat them at this level because a higher level is not available right now.
That's what Fifield calls a harm reduction model. So maybe a person is using 3 days less than they did the previous week, and that is counted as a success.
As opposed to, no, you're not 100% in recovery, you're not abstinent, that kind of a thing. And being able to sort of see a patient's success in that way allows us to think differently, allows us to encourage differently, and the science shows allows them to recover differently, you know, because they're working on a success, not a continuation of failures.
What he's working with, he says, is not an ideal scenario and highlights some of the weaknesses in New Hampshire's addiction treatment system, like wait lists and a limited number of beds. But Fifield says he hopes some of the changes, like increased use of telehealth for treatment, will stick around after the pandemic. Daniela Ali, NHPR News.